Shinun Zayin Sif Aleph. Also, Abchusho Me'al Ba'amos Al Ba'amos. She's Nuchel Shus Rav. Person has a small courtyard, one of his house, it has a wall around it, so it's also Shus Yochid. It's close to Shus Rav. And therefore, we are concerned that if you will pour a lot of your water into the Chatzah, it will go to Shus Rav. So, A Shayt Moshe Pamayim B'Shavas V'Moy Sachamo. In the summer season, when there's not a lot of rain, or not rain at all, it's generally dry outside, and now I pour water into that chotzer. The chiv and shem rava amos eis hosai mayim shaltem osu yistamish l'chol yom roi l'bov v'hem. The assumption is that a person is uses approximately two sources of water. We'll see, I think that is soon, in the course of the Shabbos. Therefore, if the area is less than 4x4, it will not absorb all that water, and some of it will go out into the Rishus Rav. If you're assuming there's a way for it to get to the Rishus Rav, if it has a wall around it that's hermetically sealed, then we don't have this problem. But here we have either these holes under the wall or some type of piping system or ditch that goes into the Rishus Rav. So, Maisa, we have this problem. You don't want you to put water into your chutzpah because it goes to the Rishus Rav. Therefore, we have to make a ditch in the chotzer, so that the water goes to the ditch, which holds enough water, so that the water that you're going to be using on Shabbos will stay in the ditch and won't go to Shul Shurachim. Even if someone eventually goes into Shul Shurachim, that's not your problem, because if there's something that goes directly, it goes at that. What's the size of Sasayim? So there are more things called Gumashi. Chatzi ama, chatzi ama, barum, shloi shulchum shi ama, machzegas osai. It's a little bit more than a cubic chatzi ama. That's enough. That's really has osai. It's really accurately, it's a half ama by 3/5 of an ama. Then we have to be from the chotzer, where they make this hole in the chotzer, o bachutz. Now this bachutz is a little bit interesting. What does it mean bachutz? If you make it outside the chotzer, what does it help? You don't want to. Where to go to that place. So it says, Bechutz, Mishabur says it's on the tzad ha-chotzer, right next to the chotzer. But it has to be made in the fashion that the opening is in the chotzer. So it will go from the Rishus HaYochid into this board. Shigas and Bechutz, social access and story, invitation, welcome to, if you leave it open on the outside, so you're back to your same problems, going into the pit. That the water of the pit is going to go into the Rishus Rav. But if the outside of the pit is covered up, so therefore the area underneath it is not considered part of the Rishus Rav, and therefore you don't have this problem. Therefore, even though the water will be going out of the chotzer, but then we're going to Mokum Tzor, which is not a problem. Kibun Shiyasa Guna, Yoch Lishbo, for Kav, Ko Mashi Yotze. Once you make this Guma that has a potential to absorb the water that you generally need for Shabbos, they wouldn't go there anymore. That you did your tikkun to remind yourself that you should not be throwing it to Rishus HaRav. But that's then, even if you do throw into the Guma and it does go to Rishus HaRav, you're not being over an Issa, because Issa is to throw directly into Rishus HaRav, and not something that's going to throw in your Rishus. That's conventionally going to Rishus Rav. Rishus has even bigger than this. That even if it was full of water, this pit was full of water before Shabbos, you still have to pour your water into it. But since you're not pouring directly into Rishus Rav, once they made this the takona of this guma, so that it should not look like you're interested in going into Rishus Rav, they permit you to do it, and they will not go easy on the fact that part is going to go to Rishus Rav. Eil Matekos Sasai. If the pit is less than the sign, go yishpar, go kral, then do not pour into that wall, because that will make a gzeira, then you may come to pour into Rishus HaRav.